Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Dermatology has one of the longest waiting lists in the Irish healthcare system, with access often restricted for new patients. So the good news is that Ireland has a new private clinic for skin operations, to be that cancer or moles, etc., that need care. It's called the Surgical Institute Dublin, and unlike its private hospital rivals, is part owned by consultants and surgeons who provide the advice and carry out the dermatological procedures. It's only open a month, and one of the three co-founders is Professor Nicola Ralph. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning, Joe.
So the demand is out there for dermatological clinics.
Yeah, I mean, we've over 13,000 cases of skin cancer per year in Ireland and over 1,000 of melanoma. And the National Cancer Registry expects those numbers of non-melanoma skin cancer to double by 2040 and melanoma to increase by 56%. So unfortunately, the numbers continue to rise. So as you said, the demand is certainly there.
And by the sounds of things, Irish people haven't yet gotten wise to the fact that climate change means we're exposed to more and more sunshine and as a result to more and more melanoma.
Yeah, I think when Irish people are thinking about the sun, they're really good at protecting themselves in Spain and Portugal, for example, and they pack the sunscreen and off they go for 2 weeks every year. But everyone thinks we have a different sun in Ireland and we just don't. The UV is there, and UVB is at its strongest from May to the end of September. And this particular summer has been absolutely amazing. We've all been more outdoors because the weather's been so good. So you have to protect yourself all of the time. But yeah, it's the cumulative damage that we all do. We do a lot of our damage in the first kind of 18 to 20 years of life. And then unfortunately, we see that on the skin when we're in our 50s, 60s and beyond. And that's when, you know, the majority of people start presenting with skin cancer.
You've been in this business quite a long time and you decided quite a few years ago to open up this Surgical Institute Dublin. It can't have been an easy decision, but it's taken a good few years. Tell us about how you made that decision and how you dealt with the insurance companies, because you need them on board.
Absolutely. This decision actually came about 6 years ago, believe it or not, and here we are today. Myself and Professor Katrina Ryan, another dermatologist, we co-own the Institute of Dermatologists in Dublin. And when COVID hit in March 2020, as everyone knows, the hospitals essentially shut down. So that included the private hospitals. So we all had our theatre lists ready to do. And all of a sudden we were told, if you've any urgent cases, you need to operate on them this week because the hospitals are closing and we don't know when it's going to open up again. Mm-hmm. And they did close, and they closed for about 3 to 4 months. And we were not allowed to operate on our skin cancer patients. Now, thank God for the majority of people, they have a more minor type of skin cancer that if you waited for 3 months, it wouldn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. But that would make a difference for a melanoma patient.
Right.
So we decided to think on our feet quickly and pivot. And luckily for us, our clinic was very new. We were only open for 9 months. So we had theatre grade lights installed in advance in the room. We didn't realise it at the time. And our chairs could lie fully flat. So we converted one of our rooms into a theatre and got all the equipment in quickly. And we operated on our patients in our clinic during COVID. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was when the patients would come back for a 6 month checkup, they then started to say, when you'd find another lesion and say, okay, now we're going back into the hospital, we'll book you in for that one. And they'd be like, well, why can't you just do it like you did the last time? And like, that was the truth. Why couldn't we just do it? Skin cancer surgery, for the most, it's minor surgery. It's, you know, can be done in an ambulatory daycare center. It's done under local anesthetic. You don't need to be in an inpatient taking up, you know,
so
space.
No general anesthetic in the new institute.
No, it's local anesthetic procedures.
Right.
So that's where we kind of put our heads together and said, why don't we do this? And that's where we approached the insurers. But it's 5.5 to 6 years ago.
And approaching the insurers also is not something that's done quickly either, because you need to get the codes for all the procedures. And that is not so straightforward.
No, it's not so straightforward. That's what's taken time. That's what's taken years. But yeah, we started negotiating with the insurers, and now we have all four major insurers covered. So that means the patients, no matter what insurance policy they have cover to come to Surgical Institute Dublin.
Okay. And your consultants are also part owners in this new business.
Yeah. So this is like essentially a new ownership model for Irish healthcare. So that Surgical Institute Dublin is consultant owned and consultant led. So the majority of the board is also consultants. So we didn't want private equity. We didn't want, you know, for someone to tell us this is exactly the piece of equipment that you have or this is what you can do. So we asked all the consultants what was best for them, for their patients, and put all of our heads together. So yeah, it's a kind of a new model in Ireland in that sense.
But the consultants, if they're attached to a certain hospital, remain attached to that hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from a plastic surgeon perspective, they certainly would need general anaesthetics for a lot of the bigger stuff. So they will still be in their other hospital and they'll happen to do a list at Surgical Institute Dublin. Like, we have very flexible hours. So we open early, we stay open late, and we'll have weekend capacity too. So you'll have plenty of consultants who are working in potentially multiple other hospitals, but they'll also operate in SID.
And will you be doing public patients?
Right now, we haven't. We're literally only open our fifth week, but absolutely we are potential for NTPF work, for example.
I mean,
NTPF, National Treatment Purchase Fund. So right now there are over 54,000 adults on waiting list and 3,700 children on the waiting list. And, you know, some people are waiting years to be seen. So there's absolutely a possibility to open up to those lists as well.
You mentioned melanoma. What other conditions do you look at?
So it's predominantly lesions, but it could be malignant or benign. So melanoma and non-melanoma, so basal cells and squamous cells, they'll be the majority of skin lesions.
Moles?
That we see. Any type of mole, and we will have mole mapping that's going to be starting in October, where a patient will come in and they would essentially stand there and get multiple photographs taken of their mole. So there's lots of people who have what we call dysplastic nevus syndrome, so they have lots of different shapes and sizes and atypical moles, and it's very difficult for them to monitor themselves, particularly if it's on the back or the back of your legs. So they'll come in, they'll have their images taken, they'll be looked at by a doctor, and they will do that annually to see if any of their moles are changing over time, because they are at higher risk of developing melanoma in their lifetime.
Rosacea, that kind of thing?
No, so the inflammatory stuff, it's not for inflammatory. It is predominantly skin cancer surgery, cysts, lipomas, you know, lumps and bumps that none of us like, essentially. And then we will potentially branch out into other specialties that involve injections. So anything that can be done under local anaesthetic, so possibly pain management, gynecology, you know, vascular surgery, things that you can do as a day case procedure. These are for patients who can come in, they're awake, they're chatting away to you, possibly listening to the radio in the background.
But fairly drowsy, I'd say.
No, local anaesthetic is just at the site, so no one's asleep.
Right,
yeah, okay. So they're all fine.
And would you branch out into kind of full general anaesthetic operations?
I mean, it's in the back of our mind, but for now, it's anything that's done under local anaesthetic.
Okay. Well, listen, I wish you best of luck with it. You're open only a few weeks, and best of luck with those. With that, the more competition, the better, as we always say in this programme. That's Professor Nicola Ralph, the co-founder of the Surgical Institute in Dublin, which is based in Ballsbridge.
In Ballsbridge.
Yeah.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.